UAPs. It seems we are sharing space with many civilizations and every one of them seem to be more advanced than us. Why do reports keep coming out that we are still shooting at them? One report I read online said we shot down 3 UFOs in July 2024. The problem is, are these alien devices or are they machines from other countries or perhaps even balloons? If they are alien craft, it tells me a couple of things. One thing which would seem to be true is we have created sophisticated weapons for this purpose, but it would be the foolhardiest thing we could do. I liken our situation to be that somewhat like Ukraine in a way. Ukraine is told they cannot use weapons given to them to attack Russian soil, which puts them in an impossible situation, regardless of what the news states, and we wouldn't be able to fight off the aliens because we don't have the means, at least that is what we think. I would like to add the fact one cannot believe everything put up on the internet, even when it looks like it was from a legitimate source. Going down that rabbit hole a little further, a US general talked about the shooting down of the objects and it was said he replied he didn't rule out that they had been aliens. It seems the government thinks it has found a way around the congressional order to reveal some UFO events. It now has denied everything that they were contacted about when they examined the reports they received this year so far. They claimed basically there was nothing to report. A spokesperson testified there had been no verifiable evidence showing any sightings were legit. I guess we can all see where this is going. Don't expect much information about UFOs from this administration. Would the new administration be freer with UFO data? I don't think any one of us could give a knowledgeable answer to that question. It seems some members of Congress are feeling frustrated about this situation. All I can say is I have been frustrated with it since Roswell. There was a time, a couple of years ago, when I thought we were making progress and things might change, but that hope was dashed on the rocks of secrecy. One of the things which might be very useful for us in space travel and unfortunately in space weapons is antimatter, and there has been much debate over it. That debate might have to end because it seems the Fermi Gamma Ray Telescope has seen something for the very first time, and it is the annihilation of antimatter. It seems an explosion in space was the brightest ever, and scientists are telling us it was because of it being an antimatter explosion. We have only created a few grams of antimatter on Earth using the Large Hadron Collider, but if we could figure out how to safely handle it in bulk and use it, it might be able to propel a ship near the speed of light. The explosion of antimatter was taking place at 99.9% the speed of light. There has been a lot of talk about squid-like objects being seen in the sky lately. Before I go any further in this, I have to say many times rockets seem to create strange squid-like clouds from their trails. This is not to say some squid objects have also been seen not far from known rocket launches. There seem to have been a few which cannot be explained. I believe some look more like jellyfish, but that is just my opinion. Sometimes stories are attached to the sightings, such as one incident where it was claimed women were attacked by a blue one. This was not the only report of this type. A UFO report has come out of Canada which states one family saw a UFO in the sky. They were prepared to see the northern lights, when they saw something else which was not expected. They were able to video what they saw. It was a fleet of UFOs. The family stated the objects had odd movements. This would eliminate the objects being satellites. I always like to hear about sightings from the past, especially if they are ones I knew nothing about. This time it was about Wiltshire Town in Warminster in England. It was said not only were the UFO sightings, but cars seemed to be affected. It also killed birds. Just when you thought you knew about most of the old sightings, an interesting one comes along. A 9-year-old boy was said to be in the wood in this old sighting. He came across two UFOs and touched one and it melted his glove. The next thing that happened was air so hot that it set his clothes on fire. The poor kid had received a radioactive blast. He was also burned very badly. He died in 1999. His story appears in a book and the event was said to take place in 1967 in Canada. Many times, people come up with other reasons for what an object might be and why it was there. Yes, and sometimes they are right and the sighting turns out to be different than what witnesses originally thought. Other times some people try and force an explanation for a sighting which just doesn't fit. When a government representative does this, giving an impossible reason for a particular sighting, it just proves it has been going on for the last 80 years or so. I mean, just look at what happened at Roswell. The intelligence officer was forced by a general to claim the wreckage was that of a balloon when the officer knew the difference between a balloon and a UFO. He must have felt very foolish giving his statement to the press. A UFO has been captured on video while it was seen flying over Waco, Texas. It looks very strange, like an oval with a light-colored rim, a deeper orange inside and a bright yellow center. The rim looks fuzzy. This is a new one on me. I have never seen anything like this before in videos or photographs, and especially not in the sky. The guy asked for help with the identification and I can't blame him. There were several UFOs seen, but only one could be seen with the naked eye, according to the witness. Two were red and approached the object in the video but could not be seen doing this with an eye view. It does make one wonder why the videoed UFO was able to be seen and why were the others hidden from view?